The miracle happened from Joe in Stevenage. My name is Joe, and I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. My sobriety date is January the 1st, 1992. That means, by the miracle of AA and the grace of God as I understand him, I will be 30 years sober in January 2022. I say miracle because that's what it is. I started drinking when I was 11 years old back in Ireland, and I stopped when I was over 40 years old. Drink caused me trouble from a young age. The last rites at 16. Had to leave Ireland at 17. I found out in recovery that Mum was an alcoholic in recovery, and I was affecting her sobriety. At 21, I was told I only had a few months to live, as my liver was damaged. What did I do then? I stopped drinking brandy and went on to everything else, in the belief that if I carried on with the brandy, I would become an alcoholic and die. For 29 years, I drank almost daily, without ever having any thoughts that maybe drink was causing me a lot of trouble. I lost every career I had, including the RAF, 3 marriages, a fortune, my liberty, and seriously damaged my health. But drink was not the problem. It was bad luck, or someone else was to blame. I never wanted to stop drinking, as alcohol was the only constant friend that I had in the whole world. And what would I do without it? Then came that fateful day, January the 1st, 1992. I'd been divorced for 9 months and homeless for 6. I'd moved to Shrewsbury and was living in a homeless hostel, but you had to be in by 10 p.m. And as the pubs were still open, there was no chance for that. I hitched down to my ex-wife and daughter for Christmas, which I ruined for all with my behaviour. I woke up, or came to most likely, picked up a bottle and went for a walk. Within an hour, I'd finished that bottle of the brandy I'd sworn off of 20 years before. It had no effect at all. I didn't know then that that was to be my last drink. One day at a time, today. 6 days later, the pain was so bad I tried suicide. But another miracle. The pills didn't work. I ended up speaking to someone on the phone who got me admitted to a mental hospital. Within a few days, I was admitting I was an alcoholic and wanted help. I went to my first meeting in there and did my first 3 steps there as well. 30 years later, and a lot of service, I keep coming back. I've never left. I love our fellowship. I have family back in my life, 10 grandchildren who have never seen me drunk, and my wonderful siblings. It works if you work it. End.